You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day and another week, and it's a short week again, but I don't think it's going to be short on news, because given what I'm seeing at the moment, things are really hotting up. I mean, it's an extraordinary weekend that we've had. Since we closed on Thursday on the JSE Securities Exchange, the United States market was open for half a day on Friday and was open all day yesterday, and it's gone to all-time record highs. I've been banging on about the fact that the US market couldn't sort of break through those old levels and find some buying, you know, the old highs. What normally happens with the market is that it goes through an old high and then carries on. It hasn't done that for the previous couple of weeks, but on Thursday and Friday and Monday, it really did do so. So we've had some extraordinary moves of companies like Facebook, for example, going to all-time record highs. But anyway, the Dow Jones, the S&P and the Nasdaq going to all-time record highs, and other international markets doing extremely well as well. So let's have a look at the spot prices just to give this some sort of context. And let's start with the currencies, because the dollar rand is on a small charge. It's 14.59. The British pound against the rand is 20.24. The euro rand is 17.24. The euro dollar 118.15, which is a slightly weaker US dollar. And the cable, which is the British pound against the US dollar, is 138.75. Let's go back to what happened yesterday in the United States of America, because I think Mr. Biden has usurped Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump did something very simple. He said, cut taxes so that I can have a cheaper tax bill. And that was the only reason he did it, not for the American public, but we'll talk about that later. The Dow Jones Industrials yesterday up 1.1% to a massive 33,527. The S&P was at an all-time record high of 4,078, up nearly 1.5%. And the Nasdaq, yeah, it just keeps on going. 1.75%. This morning in the Far East, the Tokyo market is down strangely by 1.3%. Maybe that's a currency factor. Shanghai is unchanged. The Hang Seng, though, up nearly 2%. It's a big move. And in Australia, the All Share in Sydney up 1%. The gold price is $1,733, which is up $7. The platinum price is down 6 to $1,211, and palladium is $2,577 an ounce. Let's have a look at the oil price now, the all-important oil price. It's doing quite well. It's up 1.6%. That's the West Texas to $59.71 per barrel, and Brent crude oil is $63.16 per barrel, which is up 1.75% as well. Let's have a look at the US 10-year bond yield. It's holding up, actually. The 5-year has gone, the yield has gone down a little bit in the last 48 hours or so, but the US 10-year is holding up at 1.711%, and the South African bond yield is 9.52%. Let's have a look at the top five and bottom five movers on the JSE after 1.25 hours of trading. Okay, Hammerson is there as usual. It's up 7%. Textainer is up 4%. Anglo American PLC up nearly 4%. Growthpoint up nearly 4% as well, 3.8% to be precise. And Glencore is a 3.5% winner. Commodities doing well today. On the downside, I've got Cartrack down nearly 4%. Process down 2%. Naspers down 1.75%. And Life Healthcare is a 1.6% loser, with Sasol weighing in on the downside with a 0.85% loss. Okay, the indices look like this after, as I say, 1.25 hours of trading. The top 40 is up 1%, following on from what happened over the weekend with the US markets. Industrials, they're down a bit. Resources, though, doing extremely well, up 2.6%. Financials up 0.8%. Precious metals and mining, which is a new index because they've curtailed the gold index, up 1.5%. And the all share itself, 67,875, up 1%. It's a good start to the new short trading week. That was the opening. I'll be back with the 5 o'clock shadow and my co-conspirators, Nick Kunze and David Shapiro. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.